And we are back with
Positive Vibes Only with Melrose K.
I am here with Alondra, and we are going to be talking about some good things today. Positive vibes, of course. So let me go ahead and introduce her.
Hey guys, my name is Alondra, and I was invited to do this podcast. I'm really excited to just get in the real vibes and tell you guys what I gotta say.
Okay, so we're gonna start this off right. Our podcast today is we're gonna talk about don't sweat the small stuff. Hyping me up and friends. Now, with me, I am still trying to get into that mentality of not letting everything stress me out to the point of exhaustion. But I wanted to hear from Alondra because having a positive outlook on life is what allows you to be positive in the first place. So without further ado, can you tell me a time in your life where you were going through something and you're like, you know what, this is not even gonna matter in like a day or a week or a month?
Yes, so basically back when I was in high school, this happened when I was a freshman, so we're going back like 7 years. I had a situation where there was this boy that I really liked, and I know those who are listening, everybody always has that, you know, that moment in middle school or high school where there's that boy where you literally would like die for them. I had that boy, and I had a situation where the two of us decided to hang out, and things didn't go the way I wanted them to, and rumors started to spread throughout the school. And there were moments where I would bawl my eyes out day and night at school. At home, I would even skip out. I started to do things I really shouldn't have been doing as a way to like not feel those emotions anymore. And it wasn't until college when I realized that a lot of the things I was doing was really, I hate using the word because I feel like it sounds so negative, but at the end of the day, it's just like real. I was being a little dramatic. And I think what it was is that I care too much about a lot of things I really shouldn't care about. For example, I just think that we as people need to stop caring so much about how other people perceive us and what they think of when we think of us. What our image of ourselves in their head is none of our business. You know what I mean? The more people tend to care about everything, the more everything just becomes a shamble.
Okay, with that is like great advice. I've been through something similar where I thought, you know, people, I had to like please them kind of. And it's really weird because you don't want to base your life on anyone else's opinion about you. You know, people can be finicky sometimes. They can think one way one day and think another way another day. So yeah, how about hyping you up? Like, what is a good thing that makes you, no matter what you're going through, it just makes you feel good? Mine is ice cream. I know it's not good for you, but I love me some ice cream. Okay, I feel like that is, I could have the worst day ever, and if I get me some ice cream, I'm talking about like sprinkles, whipped cream, hot fudge, I think I'm good. Like, I can have a good rest of the night now. But what's one thing that hypes you up or makes you feel good if you're having a bad day?
Okay, so I think one of the things that I know for a fact makes me feel so good is going to the gym. Now, before you guys say anything, when your doctors and your mom and your parents are like, oh, just go to sleep early, drink some water, eat a fruit, go work out, go on a jog, that's gonna make you feel better, and you're like, mom, it's not gonna make me feel better, it's going to make you feel better. As much as you don't want to hear it, it is the truth. The moment I started working out, I noticed that my skin started getting better, my sleep was getting better, and I was less depressed. And there's facts that show that the more you exercise, the more your body tends to build better endorphins or, you know, serotonin. And those are very important neurotransmitters or chemicals in your brain that you need to make you happy. So I think for me, it's like going on a walk, drinking water, having more healthy habits, whether it's having a positive attitude physically, spiritually, or mentally, just being more positive. and treating yourself better, treating the things that you know you deserve. So I think my body deserves to be taken care of, which is why I go on all these hikes and I like going, I don't know, I just like being very adventurous, and it does make me feel so much better.
Now, me, I don't know. I don't think I can go work out that much. to be honest with you, I don't even like walking. But I did read somewhere where it does help with your overall mood to work out and just go with the flow. My husband does work out. He will spend an hour in a gym, and I'm like, what is wrong with you? You're crazy. But when he gets back from the gym, he is in a very positive mood. He's ready to tackle the day. He goes after work, of course, but I feel like even then it's just like, okay, I'm ready for the rest of the night, let's go ahead and do this. On the weekends he goes in the morning or the afternoon, so I get it. And I did notice the couple times that I worked out that I did feel better about myself, just a little bit. It's hard to get there. And I know we're trying to make sure people have the best days of their lives. So to work out, that could be something. It works for other people. It could work for you. Having something to do. You know, you go in and you make your plan. Okay, I'm going to work on my upper body today. Or I'm going to just do cardio. I feel like that would help. Obviously, it makes you healthy, but it would help with your overall mood. You feel like you accomplished something. Like maybe you push yourself a little bit more than you normally would. So I like that. I think that's great advice. I did want to ask you another question that I feel like I just want to know the answer to. But how do you handle work-life balance? Because I'm in that space right now where I'm like, okay, when I come home, I just want to like lay down and watch TV. And I know that's not productive. That's not going to help me conquer my next goal. That's not going to help me feel better about what I'm going through. Like, how do you do work-life balance? If you could just give me like a couple examples.
I think what people have to remember is the small time pleasures, the small pleasures are not the end goal, and the end goal are the long time pleasures. Okay, to explain that for me, it's like I could go home and eat a chocolate bar, or I could have some ice cream, which I'm saying it's not a bad thing. I'm a plus size girl, so going and trying to be healthy and having this like balance between, you know, school, work, life, gym, and everything else is not an easy thing, and it's okay for it to not be an easy thing. If you're struggling in life between like balancing your, if you're like struggling with balancing your life, I want you to know that's completely normal. Nobody, even if you see on Instagram or on TikTok, all these people who have all these beautiful schedules, they're like, hi, I'm waking up at 5 a.m. in the morning. I can almost 99% guarantee that they're struggling with it. They're struggling mentally or physically or somehow, because not everything's perfect. It's just media. Media is just media, and people are not going to be perfect. There are some underlying issues that the world isn't seeing when the cameras are off. So with me, I just have to kind of remind myself that, you know, I could, after work, I could just like lay down and like watch a show for like 8 hours, which I know deep down isn't good for me, and it isn't good for my health, it isn't good for my eyes. It's not just like oh Lord, I can't even explain it. Like, there are these small pleasures that really shouldn't be focused. Like, all the energy shouldn't go to these small pleasures. I just know that if I add all these small pleasures together, I'm never gonna get to the long goal. So I really want to ignore those like desires. When I go home after work, sure, I want a chocolate bar, but at the same time, I also want I want low cholesterol levels. I want to have a nicer body, which is nothing wrong with wanting to have a nicer body, because I know nowadays people, the body positivity thing is going on, which is like 100% real. Like, I love my plus size queens. I'm plus size, you know, but I know for me, that's not my goal at the end. And I know that if I really want to be somewhere that I have to be, I have to start ignoring these distractions. That's what I like to call them, distractions. Like, you have to really ask yourself, do I really, really want this? Or do I kind of want this? if you truly really do want something, you're not going to let these dreams just become dreams. You're going to do something about it. So I like to have that mentality with me whenever I don't feel like, and it's not even just for the gym. It's like whenever I'm having like a long day at work, or it's not even like a long day at work and I just want to go lay down, and my friends are like, hey, let's go out. Let's have a good time. And I'm like in a self-destruct mode where I'm like, I don't really want to do anything, knowing I'm not really that tired, but I'm just like, I just want to lay down. I just feel like deep down, if I want, like, if the humans have to be around each other. Do you know what I mean? So it's not just like work. It's not just gym. It's not just friends. It's kind of like everything.
Okay. Yeah. I'm trying to learn that too. I don't really have many friends, but the ones that I do, I try to make sure that, you know, we keep in touch and we see each other often. And that does bring me to my next topic. Like, how do you choose who to bring in your space? Because you could be friends with someone, let's say for 5 years, and all of a sudden they have a traumatic event and now they're hard to be around. They're negative all the time. They don't want to see the positive outlook on life, and they affect your mood, you know, especially if you're a roommate with this person. I actually had a friend who had a roommate, and she had a life traumatic event happen to her, and it was very, very bad, like to the point where I think I probably would have been the same way. But she ended up moving out. My friend couldn't take it anymore because it was every day, it was something, and she was self-destructive. And that's something that nobody wants to be around. That we want to be around people who know how to control their emotions and make sure that they have, you know, a good positive outlook on life. My biggest thing is I want to be around people who exude good energy. I'm not saying you have to be like happy all the time or positive all the time, but I don't want to be around someone that's always negative. I want to be around someone that's like, oh, they're the life of the party. They know how to smile. You can go out and have a good time with them. So it is hard, especially in our 20s. Like, it's hard to make friends where the people are not overly negative. So what advice do you have about like pick or choosing your friends? Or do you have a story about how you pick your friends or something that happened, you know? If you want to elaborate.
Yes. So I think for me, one of the most important things that I learned is how to set boundaries. And the reason why I say this is when you get older, you'll notice how your friends will start to just tell you more about their personal lives. And sometimes it can be a little bit more personal than you want it to be. For example, I have a lot of friends who I personally wouldn't do this, or you know what, that's a lie. Sometimes I have done this in the past. So where they will complain about their spouse every 5 minutes, I'll get a message from them and be like, he's doing this, that's being annoying. I don't like that he does this. I don't like that he's talking to this person, and so, and wada, yada, yada, yada. And at this point, it's just like, I don't like being around people who are always seeing the negatives in other people and are always complaining. If you, deep down, I personally believe if there is a friend or a boyfriend or girlfriend or whoever you're with who you have the constant need to complain about, instead of complaining, maybe there's a reason why you two shouldn't, I don't know, speak to each other anymore or coexist. Because at the end of the day, it's not that nobody cares. It's just that if you keep complaining about somebody who is overly negative all the time to a specific person or just multiple people, but it's constant, people will stop listening to you at that point. The people will get very aggressive. They'll tell you what you need to hear to your face, but sometimes it can be a little mean about it. So I just feel like if there's somebody in your life that you tend, if you really are always finding yourself, I'd say kind of being fake, because you're nice to them in real life, but then you start, you know, talking behind their back around other people, maybe you should distance yourself between them. That's what my advice would be.
I 100% agree with that. That is something that you know, I had to learn the hard way. I would overextend myself in my friendships, you know, and make sure that they were always okay and good. And then when it came time when I wasn't okay or I was going through something, I never got that back. So, and it's hard nowadays to find good people, you know. So it's hard to say, oh, they messed up and I can't do this somewhere. I'd let them go because you feel like I'm not good enough for this friend. So you try to justify it. But as the new topic comes to light about easy, like a lot of people want things to be easy, and not saying that life has to always be easy, but you have to know how to navigate things that come your way. That's not necessarily something you want to happen. You know, if you get into a car accident, don't be like overly angry about it. You got to make sure you say, okay, so it was an accident. Life does not stop because I had a car accident. Let's get through this. Let's make sure that my car gets fixed or whatever have you. You don't want to dwell on things. You want to move forward. And that's what this podcast is about. Helping people that have had hard times or hardships move forward and say, okay, this does not define me. This hardship that I had, something negative that could alter my life, does not stop me from achieving my ultimate goal. And that's what we're about at the Positive Vibes Only podcast. I do appreciate you for even coming on here. Do you have any final thoughts?
Yeah, just stop. One of my biggest thoughts is stop caring what people think about you. I used to buy so many products so that my hair could look a certain way, my face could look a certain way. I used to change the way that I would walk so that people would look at me and think a way that I want them to think. I would want to put their thoughts in a certain direction. But I noticed that growing up, the less you care about everything, the more you are freeing yourself. Just, if you want to dye your hair, go dye your hair. You want to get that piercing, go get that piercing. If you want to wear that crop top that everyone's wearing, go wear that crop top. People are always going to have something negative to say about you, whether you do something or you don't do something. You will always have some sort of hater out there, no matter what you do, no matter if it's side A or side B. Somebody is always going to disagree with you. So the moment that you stop caring whether side A or side B cares, be side C. Be the side that doesn't care. Be the side that you're just so carefree in the world where, you know, you're just being yourself and everything is just like, everything's just positive. The moment I stopped caring about how people think about me was the moment I truly felt free and I felt happy.
Hey, I love it. I do appreciate again for you coming on. And this has been Positive Vibes Only podcast with Melrose K. Until next time, guys. Bye.